Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today we move from drunkards in a London tavern deep into the magical Athenian woods, on to the summer retreat of Windsor, and rounding ourselves out with a trip down the catwalk to a hip-hop soundtrack, and arriving back in North London, which is red, by the way, with a certain Pep, not Guardiola, in our step. William coined for us today a word that he was immensely fond of, but has gone through a bit of a change over the years. So pour the ale, strike up pipers, and let's get our swagger on. William came up with swagger to describe boastful, noisy, and drunken behavior. Always looking to his surroundings for inspiration, our fair uncle birthed the boisterous descriptor in the Boar's Head Tavern in his Henry IV. A quick recap. King Henry wrangles with rebellion while his heir, Prince Hal, perfects the art of procrastination, trading politics for pints amongst the bawdy band of rapscallion rabble-rousers headed by the frolicsome John Falstaff. King Henry becomes increasingly sick and weary as the uprising against the crown continues. By the time we reach Act Two of the second part of the tale, the tavern has become a battlefield of its own, as Mistress Quickly and Doll resolve they will not suffer any more noisy, blustering, drunken fools in their establishment. And then, one of Falstaff's boisterous booze buddies craves admittance.
Sir, ancient pistols below and would speak with you.
Hang him, swaggering rascal! Let him not come hither! It is the foul-mouthed rogue in England.
If he swagger, let him not come here.
Uncle William would continue this less than flattering descriptor, this time not in relation to lager louts, but lounging loveys. Well, a group of bumbling actors rehearsing a play in the forest, anyway.
What hempen homespuns have we swaggering here? So near the cradle of the fairy queen.
The likely origins are Scandinavian, most likely deriving from the Old Norse svegja, meaning to sway, rock, or totter. This came into the Middle English swaggen, describing unsteady movement, swaying, or lurching. Swagger, and those engaging in pissed-up perambulation, would be known as swaggerers, which, because of their intoxicated insolence and bravado, became synonymous with bullies, ruffians, and show-offs. Samuel Johnson's 1755 dictionary gives the definition as to bully, to hector, to bluster. And that negative description would stick until the 19th century, when the Victorians softened its use. It still contained the essence of arrogance, but also could suggest a showy confidence in walk or dress, the height of 1900s Victorian dandyism, vain but not contemptible. In 1918, returning First World War soldiers would be described in the New York Times as proudly swaggering down the street. And that moves us from the confetti-strewn streets of the early 20th century to the corner curbs of Brooklyn in the 21st, when a hip-hop legend would help secure the essence of the word with coolness, bravado, and charm.
Mr. West is in the building, swagger on 100,000 trillion.
On a side note, Jay-Z also happens to have extraordinarily good taste in supporting proper football teams, and it just so happens to be my club as well.
Victor Gyökeres, a proper gunner now! Arsenal with a swagger, a smile, and a smidgen of style.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell, until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.